The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Roger Taylor, a.k.a. The Penguin Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live!
And here we go.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. I'm your host, Tia, and today I'm going to be speaking with Brianna Hildebrand, who you may know as a Negasonic Teenage Warhead from the first Deadpool and the second Deadpool. I'm really, really, really excited to speak with her today. I think that we may have Juwan on the phone right now. Juwan, can you hear me? Okay, I don't think that he can hear me, so we're going to wait on that. But she should be joining us in about 10 minutes, but as you guys know, we had Deadpool 1 and 2, which are rated R, and coming up is going to be Once Upon a Deadpool, which is going to be the PG-13 version of Deadpool. Who knew that we ever were going to get a PG-13 version of Deadpool? It almost sounds unrealistic, but according to many, even Rob Liefeld himself, it is a fantastic movie that has some hilarious new footage. Really excited to see that. I don't know if any of you guys probably saw X-Men Wolverine Origins, and we got our first time as Ryan Reynolds as a variation of Wade Wilson. And it wasn't what anyone expected, and that wasn't a good thing. And who knew that eventually Ryan would get his chance to play the character again and play the character right. And I don't know about you guys, but Deadpool is top of the line, one of the best in the Marvel genre. It really just sets apart the first one. Was great. I remember the hype for it. I remember one of those videos leaking out to the internet where we saw him first donning the red suit, and it looked fantastic. And then as we were getting the promos for the first movie, that was just great. I think I saw it in the movie a few times and then obviously owned it. And Deadpool 2 was just as good, if not even better, because we got Josh Brolin, we got Zazie Beetz, we got Brianna Hildebrand reprising her role as Negasonic Teenage Warhead, which is obviously a mouthful. The action was fantastic, and of course with the deal between Fox and Disney, we're unsure the future of the X-Men movies, even though we are getting X-Men Dark Phoenix. We should be getting New Mutants. I think, though, Ryan Reynolds did say himself that we are probably not going to see a Deadpool 3, which is unfortunate. It would be great to see that franchise continue. Hopefully, I'm hoping that we get an X-Force movie. That would just be awesome to see these characters come back, and it not so much really be about Deadpool. Of course, we love Deadpool, but seeing all the other characters in typical Deadpool fashion, we were teased all these members of the X-Force for the second movie, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie, but then all of a sudden all of them are killed in the second movie within 5 seconds of being introduced, but that's just how this genre works with Deadpool. It's absolutely great, but it's not just laughs, it's amazing action. It's really poignant and on the nose with everything, which is great with that. And especially since it is rated R, they can do a lot of things that the other superhero movies can't do. And we are getting a Once Upon a Deadpool, as I mentioned before. Hopefully the action will not be compromised. And I'm sure that they're even going to probably tease about it at some point during the movie, because that's just how Deadpool is. It's just funny that they even decided to come up with that, even bring back Blockbusters in the UK for about a day. I don't know if any of you guys heard about that, but of course, it has to be Deadpool to do that. It has to be Ryan Reynolds to even bring that to us. It's just, sometimes I laugh about it because it doesn't even seem real what we got as Wade Wilson in X-Men Wolverine Origins, to even think that we would get a Deadpool 1 and then on top of that get a Deadpool 2. Do any of you guys remember when Deadpool 1 came out? And of course, it says right on there that it's rated R, and obviously we all know what rated R in that, you know, inclines, and of course people are bringing their children and they're getting mad that it wasn't family friendly. Well, guess what, guys? Now you have a family friendly version of Deadpool coming with what it looks like plenty of Fred Savage, which is hilarious. Everything about that. I really hope that moving forward, even with this new Fox and Disney deal, that we can get more hilarious hijinks. Even, I don't care if it's even Ryan Reynolds showing up in the Deadpool outfit at the award shows from time to time, because that's just too good of a character. Like Chris Evans is Captain America, like Hugh Jackman is Wolverine, Ryan Reynolds is Wade Wilson. No one can do it better. I'm completely convinced if they don't do something in the new line of Marvel movies going forward, it's going to be really upsetting to see otherwise. But that's just how it is. At least we have the Once Upon a Deadpool coming, and we can at least get a few more minutes of extra footage to enjoy. I would love to hear just some comments, obviously not now, but some comments about what you like most about 1 and 2, what you thought improved from the first one in the second movie. I love Josh Brolin as Cable, love Zazie Beetz as Domino. She was just fantastic. I think in a way she probably stole the movie in a lot of retrospect. I know that it was obviously, it's about Deadpool, so it's about Wade Wilson, and then Cable was presented as the quote-unquote main villain, even though how he turned out wasn't villainous at all, just misunderstood, I suppose. But Zazie Beetz killed it as Domino. And if we don't see her reprise her role in some sort of capacity, that's going to be a real shame. Not that it doesn't happen. I'm not going to try on this talk to bring up the whole Netflix Marvel thing, but that's a whole different discussion in on itself. But either way, if they don't bring back these characters in some way in the future, it would be a shame. It would be almost hilarious in the new Fox and Disney world if we got a glimpse of them. I can even see Ryan Reynolds in his Deadpool outfit just sitting down as all this action is happening around him, commenting on the Avengers fighting. Who knows? It would be hilarious, in my opinion, because that's sort of how Deadpool is. He breaks the fourth wall. He is essentially the viewers looking in, and that was even more apparent in the second movie, the amount of not only Easter eggs but comments on real life, the way things go in movies and TV shows, and kind of the hilarious anomalies, and he's commenting on all of it. It was just on the nose, and we need that. And the only thing I saw even remotely familiar to that in the MCU was when Scott Lang in Ant-Man and the Wasp says, you know, hats and sunglasses. Yeah, that's a great that's a great thing to hide us as we're trying to be sneaky. No, of course not. So, but that's just Deadpool in a nutshell, completely how he is. Not just one comment; it's a whole movie full of comments. So that's great. Oh, let me stop talking now. We're buzzing in Brianna.
Hello?
Brianna? Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome, Brianna, to Geek Vibes Live interview. It's so lovely having you right now.
No, thanks for having me.
I was just talking to the audience about your character and Deadpool 1 and 2, obviously extremely popular in the movies among fans, and I think kind of maybe what I first wanted to get to in the first Deadpool, when you first are on screen, I think we all kind of had the same reaction as Wade Wilson did with your name, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. What was your first reaction when you heard the character's name?
Honestly, I remember it was shocking, that's for sure. I was not expecting it to be so long, because when I auditioned, I had a code name, the whole project had a code name. I didn't really know what I was auditioning for, and my code name was Kathy, so I just knew that I was Kathy. I was a movie teen. And, yeah, it was all a huge surprise when I, once I booked it. I was just like, what? What's going on?
And I was kind of watching another interview of yours where you were talking about how you were scouted for the movie. How did you react knowing that you were going to be in this superhero movie alongside Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I was, like, scouted, and then I moved to L.A., and then I auditioned for the movie. But when I was auditioning, I knew that it was a mystery project that Ryan was involved with. Like, I had seen his name around where, like, producers and stuff were. So I was like, I guess this is, like, a big thing that I'm auditioning for, you know? And then once I realized what it was and that he was going to be Deadpool, I was like, so I was just ecstatic. I mean, Ryan was my childhood crush, one of them. So I was really excited. Like, his name is literally still on the walls of my childhood bedroom, just like on my bulletin board. So it was a full circle moment for me.
That's a great choice, by the way, for a childhood crush.
Yes, thank you. I think I did well.
And it's kind of amazing being on screen with him, and your role, especially in the first one, is just, I don't want to say bratty, but how
yeah.
you're flipping him off, you're giving him attitude, and you never expect that for the main character, but your character is just there, and then you pretty much show up for the final battle in the first one, and you have all these more intimidating looking characters around you, but I felt personally you were pretty much the strongest one out of all of them. Your powers, what your character's powers, what they did was really awesome.
Thank you.
And
it's funny. It's actually provided like a lot. It's actually been quite an obstacle because my powers are so intense. I think the writers a lot of times struggle finding where to put me because they're just like, well, if she was there, she would just blow up and then that would be the end, you know?
Exactly. And it helps out in so many capacities. And I know, obviously, that it must have been a lot of green screen. It must have been a lot of, hey, just use your imagination. So what was really kind of like the blocking like for those scenes where you're kind of charging up?
All of those, like the, wherever we were, junkyard, all those junkyard scenes, we were actually in a junkyard, but it would be a little bit like, people would just be standing on like giant platforms, and then Tim would be like, all right, so the ship's over there and this is over here, and then the plane wing's going to be right here, right? And the guy who's playing Colossus, I think he's like on his own, maybe like 6'7", but they gave him like 10-inch wedge shoes and this really big hat with a ball on top. And every time I talked to him, I would have to look at the ball and not his face. That was probably one of the most challenging things, was just not looking at his face while I was looking at the, while I was talking to him. But yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in these big action films that I was not prepared for. Like, I was just like, oh, the ship's over there. Obviously, duh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine. I always thought that it would be difficult with all the cameras around you, and obviously your first instinct is kind of, hey, look at the camera, but instead it's, look at this guy in a gray suit with a little ball on top of his head.
Right, yeah. And Deadpool is my first feature film that I've ever shot, so I had no idea what was even normal. I just like showed up just like, what's up, guys? Like, hey, how are you? And they're like, you should be over there. And I'm like, okay, my bad.
And at the time, you know, after the first Deadpool, did you know that you were going to be returning for a second one?
I think I was aware that there was an idea about a second one, but you never really are sure about anything in this industry.
Right.
So, you know, I basically just sat around hoping that they would call me again, you know, like auditioning for other things. Like, I hope they need me this year.
And I was happy to see your character return with a great new do, I might add, and still a lot of funk. But when you were talking to the people involved in Deadpool 2, did you guys kind of talk about how maybe your character had evolved from where we last saw her, emotionally, mentally even, you know?
Yeah, we talked a lot. Well, we had a discussion about the fact that they were thinking about giving Negasonic a girlfriend, which was exciting for me, especially because then it helped me as far as, like, backstory goes, and that was cool. But also, we talked a lot about Negasonic and how she would have matured and maybe not been as angsty, maybe still had some angst, but had realized that she had a responsibility and that, you know, she could save and help people. So that was really fun. It was fun to play with that. And, you know, just really cool to be able to return with the same character under different circumstances and figure out how we were going to make it work, you know?
Right. No, that's really cool you must have been so ecstatic to come back. And talking about Yuki, I think, how important do you think it is to not only see in a mainstream superhero movie your character be involved in a same-sex relationship, but it's not, you know, a fetish, it's not presented in any sort of negative way. You're in a relationship, and it's in a superhero movie for everyone to watch. I mean, how did you feel, like, what's the, you know, impact on that?
Oh, I was ecstatic that they even had the idea to give Negasonic a girlfriend. And, you know, representation is really important. It's kind of insane that Negasonic is the first openly lesbian superhero on the big screen. It blows my mind, honestly. And, you know, every time I have an interview with somebody from, you know, any kind of queer organization, they always ask me, when was the first time you saw yourself represented on screen? And I never have an answer for that. And it's really kind of sad. So I'm so excited about Negasonic being in a relationship, and just the way that they rolled it out too. Like, it is what it is. And, yeah, there's no fetishizing of it, which is something that I have a problem with in a lot of lesbian films that I've seen. Most of them, actually, we focus a lot on the sex or the sexual tension, and we don't really focus the most on the relationship. And I think that the way that they did it, I think they rolled it out so gracefully, and I couldn't be more happy about it.
And the fact that the character that's playing Negasonic's girlfriend can also kick ass. She's not just sitting there looking pretty. She's getting involved. She's fighting alongside everyone else. That is just fantastic to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so cool to see them, you know, be a power couple together. And so great for Shioli, you know, that she, she's the sweetest. So I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, with this opening up, do you feel that going forward we can hopefully see more same-sex queer relationships in the superhero genre?
Oh, yeah. I would hope so, yeah. I think that Negasonic is a great opportunity for that, especially because she's kind of, I mean, she is in the comics, but she's in the comics for maybe two, and in the second one, she's literally killed off. So there we have so much creative room, you know, to go places with Negasonic and not necessarily have to worry too much about, you know, getting the character completely correct to the comics and all of that, you know. So I'm really excited for her future, yeah.
Right, you can have fun with her. And speaking about the future, we are getting essentially the quote-unquote PG-13 version of Deadpool 2 with Once Upon a Deadpool. And I know that they said that there is more footage filmed. Can you tell us, do we see more of Negasonic Teenage Warhead than we saw in the first version of Deadpool 2?
Yeah, so there were a few scenes in the Once Upon a Deadpool that were not in the original release of the second Deadpool with Negasonic, and I'm really excited about them. They're honestly they were my favorite scenes to shoot, so I'm excited that some of them have made it in there. But there's also those scenes with Fred Savage. There's like 8 new scenes with Fred, so that's exciting.
Did you get to film any of those scenes with Fred Savage?
I did not, unfortunately. It's kind of crazy. I just kind of got an email like, here's the thing that's happening. Once Upon a Deadpool, we filmed these 8 new scenes with Fred Savage. I was like, what the heck? But honestly, it's great. I think it's really fun. And it works super well with the PG-13 version, you know?
That's great. I really can't wait to see that. I know that, and obviously there's all these rumors out there, and there was one article that I read that Ryan Reynolds said that he was unlikely to do a third Deadpool, but do you think that we would be able to see your character in another capacity in the future?
I don't know. I really don't know. Kind of like with the Once Upon a Deadpool thing, I just kind of see a new email every now and again, and they're like, we need you to be here at this time, and I'm like, okay. But I really hope so, because I think there's a lot of potential, and I would have a lot of fun doing it, so I'm totally down.
And if you could, in both the Marvel and DC universe, if you could play another character, who would you like to play?
Oh, man.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot there.
You know, I think that I would like to have a stab at Gwenpool. I feel like that would be really fun.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, right? That would be really fun. But also, just growing up, I always loved Catwoman. So Catwoman could also be cool, but banking on Gwenpool.
I think that if there's anyone listening to this, they should definitely consider you for Gwenpool, because we have Gwen Spider in the animated capacity in Into the Spider-Verse, but if we could get Gwenpool in a live-action capacity, I think that would be definitely awesome.
That would be so cool. Yeah, hire me if you're listening.
And so, Brianna, I'm saying it right? Brianna, not Brianna?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. That is correct.
Cool. do you have any new projects upcoming besides the Once Upon a Deadpool that you would like to talk about?
I do. I'm actually in Portland right now filming a new series for Netflix called Trinkets. And it follows three high school girls who meet in a Shoplifters Anonymous group. So they're all dealing sort of with a shoplifting addiction, and it's funny and also serious. And I'm really excited about that. So that'll be cool. And I have a few things lined up, but other than that, not anything that I am ready to talk about yet, I don't think.
I completely understand. Do you know when we're going to be getting Trinkets to Netflix, or that hasn't been announced yet?
It hasn't been announced, so I'm not sure. But, yeah, hopefully soon. Hopefully maybe in the summer. That would be cool.
All right, cool. Well, I really look forward to that. And, of course, I look forward to seeing more of Negasonic Teenage Warhead in Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Brianna, thank you so much for even joining us today and talking. I had a fantastic time. And when you're able to speak about those other projects, I would love for you to come back so that we can really dive into them.
Yeah, of course. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me. Have me on your show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone, Brianna Hildebrand.
Signing off.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.